Before we go further, Emerson, we are on Siman Samach Aleph, Sif Yud Gimel. I would like to clarify in Sif Yud again. I think I expressed it in not the right way. So let us see Sif Yud. Shekoyre Krishma Al Mitosoi, Muta Likrois Kol HaParsha, Velachzer Velikroiso. When a person is learning Krishma Mitos, he's permitted to say over the whole parsha and repeat it again. So even though by repeating the parsha five times, he's saying Shema Shema, he's repeating the Shema five times together with the parsha. But this is permitted In this instance, when he's Krishma Al Mitosoi, so then he's permitted to do it. He's allowed to say the parsha five times. V'yesh misha oimer, and others say, shegam v'ze yesh li zoyer miloimer posek rishin shtei pomer. And others hold, he's only permitted to say not the whole parsha of Shema, he can say from Vahavta. But Shema, he should not say the whole parsha, including Shema, even by Krishma or Amita. So the Mechaber brings down a machlokes. If Krishma al Amita is unique, that one can repeat the parsha five times, because it's Krishma al Amita. And from this we can derive, if it's not Krishma Alamita, I can't say the parsha five times. And the second day you hold Krishma Alamita is not unique, and you cannot say the parsha five times. If you want the Alamita, can start for Vahavta, but don't say the first pasuk together with Vahavta. These are the two days in the Mechaber. That is Pshat in the Mechaber. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Al-Mitosai, she says, Mashme davke al mitosoi, that to say the parsha five times is only permitted kedei lishtakei b'sheinu mitzei chrishma mishum shmira. He says they were matter. The Mechaber says you're allowed to say the parsha five times. It's al mitosoi. Avol belokim acher. But if this is not the case, somebody wants to say the parsha five times. Also likreis afilo parsha kula beis pomim. Then he's not permitted to learn the parsha even two times. Yeah. Now, number one. And number two, Valmitosei Gamkein, and that's what we were matter, according to the first day, that we were matter to say the first posik together with the rest of the parsha. Valmitosei Gamkein, Emutam Ken Kaira Ha Parsha, Vlei Posik Rishin Vavat. So that means even the Mekilin were only Mekil if you said the whole parsha. So now we go away from this seat that the whole parsha, not al mitosai, is also. I can't say some say the whole parsha two times, including Shema Yisrael. I can't say that. So the Mekilin hold, but al mitosai, he's permitted to say Shema and Vahavta. That is permitted to say. Only Al-Mitosi. In the second day, you hold, no, Al-Mitosi, you only say Vahavta five times. But you can't say Shema Vahavta. V'nirali, so now the Mishnah Berurah says, the Choza Davkim Kere Parsha Shema Levado. This din, that it's only Mutar Al-Mitosi, and there's others that hold that it is also Afilum Al-Mitosi, that is after he says one parsha. Avon Kaira Gamkein Shal Parshiyos. But if he says all three parshiyos and repeats it, then there's no problem whatsoever. But that is L'chayr Pshat in the Mechaber and in the Mishnah Berurah. Now let us start Sif Yud Gimel. Acher Posek Rishayim, after one says Shema Yisrael, Tzarech loymer Baruch Shem Kevod Malchusei La'olam Vaed. One says Baruch Shem Kevod quietly. Neither Dirshu brings quietly means that it shouldn't be loud, but he could be Mashmiya La'oznov. not only it could be, it should be. He should hear what he's saying. It shouldn't be that he's saying it, that he himself doesn't hear what he's saying. He should be able to hear what he's saying, but it should not be Bekoil Kishar Krishma. That is what the Mechaber is saying. Now let us see the Mishnah Brura, Sivkotn Choftes. Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchus Eloi Lombod. Ve'im Loi Omar. If he did not say Baruch Shem Kevoid, he didn't say it. He said he had a Chumash in front of him, and in the Chumash it says Shema Yisrael, V'haftas Hashem Alekecha, and that's what he said. He said everything was says in the Chumash, but he did not say Baruch Shem Kevoid. Im lo yomar yesh deis bein ha-poiskim im achzir en oisoy. It could be that this only alachat chiladik edin, but with the yevid im ha-kaim mitzvahs krishme, avu he did not say bechlar boru shen kevoy, ayin b'mogin avrom, v'ayin b'bir alochem. It is very interesting, the bir alochem by us seems to hold with the yevid if you did not say it, Yoyotze. That's a Biraloch is Matadid over here. Is a Biraloch later which seems to be Machmer and says you're not Yoyotze. And the Orch HaShulchan also says that you are Yoyotze, like this Biraloch here. So I'll kapon him. So if a person said it is a big mocking to assume that he was Yoyotze, if he didn't say Bor Shem Kabay. Bach HaShoy. Now, this Baruch Shem Kavod should be said quietly. Now, what is the reason of the change of the volume of the voice that when we say Baruch Shem Kavod, we say it quietly? So, the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Shekeshekoro Yaakov Avinu, this week's parashas Vayechi. Shekoro Yaakov Avinu Olav HaShaul Lebono. He said his children should come all together to him. Bikesh legalis lahem esakets. He wanted to tell them when the kates will be, when the gula will be. Kedechsev v'agido lochem, I'll relate to you. Eisa sheyikra eschem ba'achis hayom. I will relate to you what will occur ba'achis hayom. So he wanted to tell them when the Achas HaYamim will be, and exactly how will it be. And he stalko mimeno shechino, and then when he wanted to tell them, the shechino was nostalgic from Yaakov Avinu, v'loi hini chosei legaloisois, he was unable to tell them about the case. So now, Yaakov Avinu had a question. Why did this occur? That means, before there was a Shchos HaShchina on him, and he was capable to tell his children what will be Ba'achas HaYomim. And then later, when they came together and he wanted to tell them, the Shchina was Mistalik, and he was unable to tell them. So he started thinking, what is the reason for this? Omar Bonov Shemo Yesh Bachem Mi She'enei Hogon. Maybe the reason the Shechina was nostalgic was because one of you are not Hogon, that means you're Chaitim, and therefore because of that you're not worthy for me to tell you about the Achas HaYomim. That was the only way Yaakov Avinu understood this. Paschu kulam va'omru, so they all said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echot. So Shema Yisrael means Poshet, the Father Yisrael. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu is Hashem Echot, we believe in Achdus Hashem. We are Mekabel on ourselves, Eil Malchu Shemayim. To me, we're on the same page. We're Maminim like you. Kosra Chazokin Vo'omar, Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchusay Lo'ilomor. That means after they said this, so he was Moisif and their Kabbalah's Ur Malchus Shemayim, this Shvach for the Baruch Shem Kavoid Malchus Leilam Vod, which is also a type, we'll see later, of a Kabbalah Sel Malchus Shemai. So Al Kaponim, Bamzor Rabbonim. So the Chazal said, Hey Chinavit, now how should this, what should we do? Namre, if we will say Baruch Shem Kavoid, we will say Baruch Shem Kavoid, like it was said by Yaakov Avinu, by Yoma Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wrote Shema Bohavto. Moshe Rabbeinu did not write Baruch Shem Kavoid. My name, Ray, if we will omit it, or Omer Yaakov. Tiknu Leimer Oisei Bechashoi, so that they made a takone that it should be said quietly. And what is the accomplishment of saying it quietly? Vu eker she'einoi min ha'parsha k'suba b'toira. This is a simen that it's not from the parsha. That's why we don't say this the way we say the rest of the parsha. Rak Yaakov Amore. Now, the Tzlach Mesechtes Psochem says, he says, Mordek is Achnov there, which will not be able to relate. But the Tzlach says in Mesechtes Psochem as follows. What was the problem that Chazal had that since Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it, so we won't say it? I mean, we only say things that Moshe Rabbeinu said. All the things we say, I mean, well, a lot of things we say that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say. All of a sudden, if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it, we shouldn't say it. So he says, no, the problem is because Moshe Rabbeinu wrote in the Torah, Shema Yisrael Bohavto. So from the Posik, from the Tzivas HaTorah, it would seem that right after Shema Yisrael, you said the next Posik, Bohavto. So since Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it, so it's a Hefzik between the Shema and Vahavta. And it was written in the Torah without a Hefzi. So that is why they did not, and if Moshe Rabbeinu, it was written that way, it would seem, mi rehitis loshen ha-parsha, that Vahavta comes right after Shema Yisrael. So therefore, they did not want to say, Yaakov Avinu said it, but when we say the Kriyas ha-parsha, the Baruta Bom, which is going, is the way Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. But we see that it was Abor Shem Kavoid was said after Shema Yisrael. So therefore, we accept both in Yonim, and we say that Al Kaponim, the Oifen HaKriya, is not the same. So that what it says, Shema Yisrael Vahavta, means the Kriya of Shema Yisrael and the Kriya of Vahavta should be Bekel Rom, but not Bechashoy. And this should be a different Oifen HaKriya. So that is, we can be mekabel both on Hoggis. There's a kriya of Baruch Shem Kavoid, which should be said after Kabbalah Sel Malchus Shamay, and there's a mokim, it shouldn't be said. So the Tzlach said, with this we understand something that bothers him very much. When we say Yom Kippur Cotton, or by Nila, we say Baruch Shem Kavoid. Let's talk about Nila, well, maybe it's a different chesed, but let's talk about Yom Kippur Cotton. By Yom Kippur Cotton, at the end of Yom Kippur Cotton, we say Baruch Shem Kavoid three times. We say it loud also. So he says, what happened? What happened? All of a sudden we say it loud. He says, because there's no problem to say it loud. The whole problem is when we're saying the parsha, then from Moshe Rabbeinu we see from the Tzuras HaParsha that Vahavta is to be said right after Shema. So therefore there we can't say it loud because Moshe Rabbeinu gave us guidelines that right after Shema comes Vahavta. So Kaponim, these guidelines are used that in the same volume of voice, Shema is, Vahavta is to come right after Shema. But by Yom Kippur Kotten, we're saying Baruch Shem Kavoid three times. We're not saying the Parsha of Shema over there. We say Baruch Shem Kavoid three times. So my male, that's no problem. Therefore, we can say it loud. That is what the Tzlach says. Now, let us go further. What? We say it softly because from the parsha it was saying. We look in the parsha in Chumash. It says Shema Yisrael Vahavta. So things from the Torah that the Vahavta comes after Shema Yisrael. We see Yaakov Avinu after the Shvatim said Shema Yisrael. He said Baruch Shem Kavoy. Fine. So it seems there's an inyan to say Baruch Shem Kavoy after Shema Yisrael. But from the Chumash it seems there's no inyan to say it. Because the Shema, what? There's a Messiah, there's a Medrash, this is a Medrash, that Yaakovin said, after Shema Yisrael, they said Shema Yisrael, and he said, Baruch Shem Kibay. So we use both these Mekoyres that we do say it, but it should not be said the same tone of voice as Vahavta. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that this should be said one after the other. Vahavta should be right after Shema Yisrael. But we can put in between Baruch Hashem quietly. But if we're not saying the Parsha of Kirishma, we can say Baruch Hashem Kavod loud. That's what the Tzlach says. Now, Tzorech la'afsik ma'at. Now, one should be mafsik a little bit. Bein lo'olam vod v'ahavto. Kedei lahavsik ben kabolas malcha shamayim l'sha mitzvah. That means Baruch Shem Kavoid is a continuation of kabolas el malcha shamayim. And then v'ahavto is sha mitzvah. Now, So someone says, I'm really the kipshat. That by Emerson, v'ahavto, there's three parshias. The parsha v'ayim shemoyah is kabbalas el mitzvahs. V'ayomer is mitzvah tzitzis. V'ahavto really is also el malchus b'afshem kolavovcha v'chol navshcha v'chol meidecha mesiris nefesh. Main tzolachir v'ahavto is also not some of the El Mitzvahs. It's Nichlal and El Malchus Shemayim. But the difference between V'ahavta and Shema Yisrael is if we are mekabel on ourselves El Malchus Shemayim, or there's a mitzvah on us what to do. The parasha V'ahavta is a mitzvah from the Rabbi Yishlam. This is how the Abba should look. This is a tzivui Hashem. Shema Yisrael is not the Rabbi Yisrael is telling us what to do. We are mekabel on ourselves, on our own accord. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So that means we are mekabel on ourselves, Achtus Hashem. After Hashem and Malchus Hashem, so Memele and Baruch Shem Kavod is a continuation of them. So this is a set that we're mekabel on themselves. V'ahavta v'ayim shemay the Rebbeinu Shlom is talking to us what we're mechuyev to do. So these are two categories. So therefore, before we start v'ahavta, we have to there should be a hefsik ma'at to show we're ending this Seder. This is our Kabbalah, Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem Kavod. Later comes what the Rabbeinu Shalom is commanding us what to do, and that's V'ahavta. Bein lo'olam vod, the Baruch Shem Kavod, Malchus lo'olam vod, gam kim bechlal Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. It means we are mekabel Malchus Shemayim. So first, this is these first two psukim. We are mekabel on ourselves, Malchus Shemayim, and the later we go the mitzvahs what the Rabbeinu Shlom is commanding us. Now let's go further. Zot teremo, v'yesh lahavsik b'posik rishin bein Yisrael l'Hashem. Shema Yisrael. So this is Shema Yisrael. We should hear. We should be mekabel. We should be mizboinim. What should we be? a second, Hashem Elokeinu. So this is a the Shema is what we should do with the Mekabel on ourselves. What do we Mekabel? Hashem Elokeinu. Ubein Elokeinu L'Hashem Hashem. Kedei Shiyeh Nishma, that the Mashmois of this Pasuk is as follows. Shema Yisrael, you should be Mekabel, you should hear, you should understand. Ki Hashem Shehu Elokeinu. Hashem is Elokeinu, Hu Hashem Echad. So these are three different inyonim. That is Hashem Elokeinu and Hashem is Echad. V'yesh lahavsik, so there should be hafsik between Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Then v'yesh lahavsik miyat bein Echad l'baruch, ki kibbo maruch Hashemayim l'pasuk rishon. This is the Ika Kabbalah Seol Baruch Hashemayim. The Bol Shem Kavoid is an extension of that, but it's not the Ika Kabbalah Seol Baruch Hashemayim. We heard before there's a whole Shalav, he skipped it. Could be also Yaitza Mitzvah Krishna. Tesvot, Siv Tesvot. Tzorich lahavsik bein hayoyim al levovecho. Now, it means like this. You could say the Pasuk. If you rattle off the pasuk, you could be saying the wrong thing. If you say "Vahoyu advarim ha'ila asher anochi mitzavcha," I'm telling you, what is the tzivui hayoyim al levavecha? Today, it should be al levavecha. It's only a kabbalah for today. That's saying that's very liberal. So he's saying the whole chiyuv is to be mekabel for today. Finish tomorrow. Not necessary anymore. It's only a day's avodah, which is wrong. The pasuk is saying, I'm telling you today. What am I telling you today? It should be al avodah. It should always be al avodah. The tzivui is hayoyim. I'm telling you today. But not that it should be al avodah today. I'm telling you not to be al avodah. That's right. That's the punctuation. Tzorich lahavsik, that's the punctuation. But tzorich lahavsik bein hayoyim al levavecho. That's the punctuation. You stop after hayoyim. Voyed lomech shenech mitzavcha hayoyim al levavecho. So there's a hamsik between hayoyim al levavecho. Bein hayoyim la'avo, the second parsha. Shenech mitzaveschem hayoyim la'avo t'Hashem alekeichem. The tzivui is today. But the tzivui is, should always love the Rabbeinu Shalom. So therefore, that's the punctuation, that's the hemsik. Bein hayoyim la'avo. Shaloi yeinira hayoyim v'loi lamoch. If you won't, if you'll rattle it off straight, so then it comes out, the whole obligation is today, not tomorrow. It's a one-day religion finished from a mailer. So therefore, you have to recite it properly. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. No Mishnah Berurah. Let's go further. Tzorech lahavsik bein nishba l'Hashem. The l'Hashem means the Hashem Adnus. Kedei lahatim yofe o ayin shaloi tei niris kei. So it means as follows. There is a difference, let's say, a pasach under an ayin or nishba, so and a pasach under an aleph, perhaps we don't know how to properly differentiate, but there's a difference. A pasach under an ayin with nishba, with you hear the ayin, nishba. By a pasach under an aleph, adoy, you hear the aleph. It's not the same aleph that you say by when it's under an ayin. Now, if you would say together, nishba adoy, you're saying nishba adoy, and you won't pronounce the ayin properly, and you won't be mafsik between the ayin properly, so you're saying two as. So then it sounds you're not saying nishba, which means to swear, that Hashem swore, now Nishba being Saloshin, he is captured, a Shavui. Then because of this, there'd be a hey there, so then you would say like that, Hashem Nishba Hashem, that the Abish is captured. Since you're not pronouncing it properly, you're saying the wrong thing. So therefore, the Mechaber says two things. Since the two pasuks have a different way of pronunciation, it's Nishba, and then Ah, Doi, so Memele, so you have to make a hefsek in between, in order you'll change the one pasuk from the other pasuk, and then you have to pronounce the Nishba differently. You should see that it's a Nishba with an ayin, not a Nishba with a ayin. That's what the Mechaber says. Tzorich lahavsik, he should make space between being nishba l'Hashem, kedei they will accomplish with this lahatim yofeh ha'ayin, and then they'll be able to properly pronounce the ayin, shvayte niris kehei, and if it's niris kehei, so here's a wrong interpretation. Yud zayin, tzorich lahatiz zayin shel tizkeru, the leilish tame tishkeru, it's a loshen sheker, oi tishkeru, a loshen schar, v'avi kevodem ha-mishamshin amanas l'kabo pras, v'in tzorich la'ati zayin shel uz charte. What do you mean, the second and the third? Tiskeru or Tishkeru? It's Tishkeru. No. Sheker. No, I think... Yeah, the second is a loshen gaining schar. To acquire schar. The first one is a loshen sheker. And I was thinking in the pronunciation... There's when one says shh, and then one says shh, and one says zzz, I think the difference is you use your tongue for all these three pronunciations. By the shin, the tongue is more upwards. By the sin, it's all downwards. And by the zayin, it's in the middle. So when you, but it's a sound that comes out from how you place the tongue next, in by the opening of the mouth, you'll end up with a sh or a s or a s. That's I think how it works. So the he's saying, when you say tizkeru, you have to make sure it should be a zayin, which means remembering. It shouldn't be a shin, which means tishkeru, you're saying sheker. It shouldn't mean a sin, which means tizkeru, you are doing whatever you're doing. Laman, why am I doing it? You know why? I want to get schar. And the Mishnah says, "Al tiu kavodim amisham shemesarav amanas l'kabel pras." That should not be your purpose of avodas Hashem. Rabban Shalom gives schar, but your purpose should not be that this should be the sole l'man is a reason. You know why I'm doing this? To get schar. So that is the wrong, that is the wrong approach. So let's see again the lotion of the Mechaber. Tzorich lahatiz zayin shel tizkeru, lishtame tishkeru, it should be a loshen sheker, or tizkeru, or a loshen of schar, because then you are saying v'avi kevodim ha-misham shel amonas l'kabel pras, which is not the proper way of being an Eved Hashem. V'chein tzorich lahatiz zayin shel uzchartem, not uscharta. Again, you'll end up with uscharta. Means it's again. It's a mashmois of schar. Yadgish sif yudches. Yadgish yud shel shma Yisrael. Sheloi tibolo. Shma Yisrael. You should the yud should be pronounced. You shouldn't swallow the yud. V'sheloi teiro aleph. Either if you could swallow it, soil. Like, you know, the scholi, you know, you forget the yud, you swallow the yud. So this, so shma soil, we're very friendly, we skip the yud. So that's, there's no such thing. And you can say, you won't be madgish the yud, you'll say Israel, kaponim, but it's not Yisrael, the word is Yisrael. So a person should say, Yad Gishut Shel Shema Yisrael Shleiti Bola, number one, he shouldn't say Shema Yisrael, V'Shalai Teiroi Aleph, don't say Shema Yisrael, V'chein Yud V'Hoyu, V'Lei Lishtame, pronounce Yud V'Hoyu, not V'Ho'u. And V'Ho'u means nothing, but Al Kaponim, you're not saying the proper word. So we have to make sure that the words that we are saying are proper. Receive your test. Tzorech litein revach. Al Kaponim, one thing we should know, I mean, just like we have such a concept as a telephone number, if you have one number wrong, you'll never get through. Al Kaponim, so all these words, these are rach, remach, Davis, you only get through if they're pronounced properly. If you're going to make somehow from Israel or Israel, you want Yotze. You didn't say Krishma. Now, further, Tzorich litein revach bein v'chora la'af, v'chora af, d'loy lishtame v'choraf. That means if you sing it quickly, so maybe you'll end up with a lot of combinations, but you're not ending up with the right word. Let's say, where are we up to? Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis. Let us see the Mishnah Berurim. Slaiti Bola. You shouldn't swallow those. Al Shulchan Aruch Noket Pahani Psukim. That's these Psukim. But there's a lot of Psukim. Vudem B'chol Kriyashma. Yira, a person has to make sure shloilav liyahoisis, he shouldn't swallow doisis, v'loilah hachlif, and he shouldn't change them, boisis acheres. Good going. Posek v'ahavto, le'yira kimishakoyre v'ahavto, with a fei. Levavcho, with a fei. Navshicho, instead of with a fei, they put a vase. Moidecho, moidecho, it's a shvo nachoyla, me'oidecho. Chaygavne b'chol krishma yizor likrois b'miton, it should be read slowly. Kol teivo v'teivo b'fnei atzmo, each word should be pronounced separately. Lohitzi has a teiva mipiv kil choso, and the word should be, he should pronounce every word properly. Fine. Now, let's go further. Tzorich litein revach sivchov. One should see there's a space bein teva shetchiloso kesef teva shelaponel. You have two words, and the beginning of the second word is the same ois like the last letter of the first word. For example, kigayim. B'chol levavcha. So, levavcha starts with a lamed. B'chol ends with a lamed. Now, if you say it quickly, b'chol levavcha, with one lamed, you can say both words. But you backed it up. You didn't say it's two words, and you just said that with one lamed, you're making it one big word, which is wrong. So you have to make sure that there should be a distinction. I'm saying b'chol, that there's a lamed for the end of b'chol, and there's the lamed for, there's a second lamed for the beginning of levavchem. Al levavchem, b'chol levavchem. Esav besodcho. That means, so both, one is a base and one is a base, but if you could, since both are the same type of noise, you can swallow one ois and Eisev Sotcho, the mobile, the vase will take care of both oisies. Bavatem Mehero, a con of seal, you could make with the vase, you could make maybe, it'll be the end of the con of the beginning of the seal. Eschem Meyaret. That's the Mishnah Brure, Bechol of Ovcho, Eina Kavonu Sheyafsik Beneim. Now, it doesn't mean that you should say b'chol levovcho. Now, by being mamsik, you're doing a beautiful job in showing that there are two different lamets. But by b'chol levavcho, that shouldn't be done. Rak sheyitra binyan sheyishtam v'shem shnei lamedim. There should not be too much of a hefsik between b'chol levavcho, but it should be enough of a hefsik that you can discern that there's two lamedim b'chol levavcho. Avo mikol mokim, tzorich makif b'intayim. A makif is something that connects the two words. Now there's a makif between b'chol levavcho that they should be connected. They shouldn't be separated. Ki b'loy makif tzorich likreis b'chol b'cholam of a makif b'komitz. Now since it's a makif, this means that they should be together. But they should be together b'chol levavcho, but at the same time, one should be able to differentiate that b'chol ended with a lamed and levavcho starts with a lamed. Sifchav Aleph, tzorich b'chol Aleph she'acher mem lahapsik b'neihem. If there's an Aleph after a mem, so you can slur. And you're saying the second word with a mem. Going to v'limatem oisam. Now v'limatem, if you slur it together, v'limatem oisam. So the mem will be used as the beginning of the next word. V'limatem oisam. Ukshaltem oisam. V'samtem mes. Put in b'chol alav shachem em tzorich lahafsikim v'avatem elohim acherim. So, but it's very easy if you say it one next to the other v'avatem the mem will go elohim acherim einechem asher. That means it will come. There will be make from the alav. Will make it a mem masher zaynim acherim elohim asher. L'leichem mani, l'leichem memes, gam kol teve, shetchilosa alet, ve'evshel, shelo yagishenu b'miftach, tzorich hefshel, b'miftach, it begins with an alet, so you have to make sure, k'zayin asher anoichi. So you say it quickly together, asher, so be ronoichi. Metar artzachem will be metar ratzachem, ratzachem. But you would not say the Aleph. V'otzares. So the Reish is the beginning of the Asher Adai. So you said Reish is Radai. Devorai Eile. So now it comes out that the Yud, the I and the A, you make together, it will be one big word. V'yomer Hashem El. So there you have the noi and el, so just like, so the oi and the el will combine. Daber el, and then you have that's the resh and the aleph, mitzvahs adoi. So you have, so we saw mitzvahs, you connected to the aleph. Asher katem, b'chol kai gavne. Kol tev ishtit chalos a yud. צריך להדגיש במיפתו של כאילו נמשכס החטבת שהוא פנה, כגוין. פן יפתה לא יראו כאילו קיירי פן ניפתה. That means you can combine the two words. אוי פן יפתה וכן בטבע סירבו בכל כי היקב. הלוואי. Alavai, I don't know. The Zayd V'Sheirish Avoyde has all the mistakes one can make by Krishma. He enumerates all the mistakes of honesty. What one could get into. Cloudy. Gewaltig, gewaltig, gewaltig.